I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry and from the waters lifted me. Now, safe am I. See, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love stepped in and lifted me. Shirley Ann, I have never in all my years heard someone get choked up reading the 7 days of creation. But I want to say that it occurs to me what must have occurred to you. And let me preface what I'm about to say by linking it to something that's in the news right now. Scientists say they have found some God particle, something that explains everything. Some years ago, there was a search for something called the Grand Unified Theory, the one theory that would explain everything. Well, what the scientists have been pursuing with great aplomb, believers have always known that what explains everything, the Grand Unified Theory, the God particle, is love. Why is there anything rather than nothing? Love. Do you exist rather than not exist? Love. Why are all things existing rather than non-existing? Love. Love. And as you read that, I think it occurred to you in the depths of your soul, all of this, all that God did, love. God didn't need all the trouble we've given him. God didn't, let's just say, church, we're kind of high maintenance, amen? It takes a lot to hold the universe together in creation, amen? But God does it because he's love, and that's what love does. It loves, and love wants to share and diffuse itself far and wide. Everything we heard tonight is about love, that love lifted us. It started outside with a fire, and we lit a candle, and you notice that flame? It is undimmed. It has not dimmed one bit, and yet it was spread throughout this church. You see, you and I think, if I give away something, I've got less. But that is not how love works. Love multiplies when you give it away. And so that flame was divided all throughout the church, and it will be in a few minutes again. But that flame is undimmed. It never loses by giving. And love is that way. All things are love. So we heard today the first reading, love created everything. The Grand Unified Theory. Next time you hear about that God particle, you've had it figured out since the day you were baptized. The God particle is love. They can put it under a microscope and try to examine it and weigh it, but in the end of the day, the God particle is love. And then we heard in the second reading, there is a deep mystery that sometimes God in his love allows us to get into a little bit of trouble. And the people were enslaved for 400 years in Egypt. But God in his love said, go down, Moses, and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. And love parted that water. Deshaun, that water's going to part for you in a moment. See, they came to the edge of that water and they were slaves and they were pursued by their enemy. And they came through that water, baptized into Moses, as Paul puts it, and they came out on the other shore, safe and free. And that's what's going to happen tonight, Deshaun, for you. You come to the shores of the Red Sea over there, and it's going to part for you. You go in, enslaved to sin, as we all have been, pursued by your enemy. The devil will chase you down that aisle. you will turn and you will renounce him by proclaiming your faith in Jesus. You'll step into those waters and they will part for you. And you'll come out no longer pursued, but free and no longer enslaved to sin. Now, church, that's love. That's love. And you see, there's another thing that occurred to me as the reading from Exodus was being read. He says that as the water parted, they went through, and then the Egyptians pursued them. And their wagon wheels got all clogged up in the mud. But I want to say to you that it said that from the pillar of cloud, God looked back on the Egyptians and cast a glance. It's one of my favorite lines in the Bible. God just cast a glance. And they were thrown into confusion. Now, I say something to you, and I pay attention to what I'm about to say. God is not hate. God is not revenge. God is love. God did not cast a glance of hatred to the Egyptians. God did not cast a glance of revenge. God looked with love. But you know, when you're locked in hate, love is obnoxious. Love is troubling. Love is confusing. And so it is. It's like the light. When you're used to the darkness, the light suddenly comes on. It's like two sticks in the eye. It hurts. You say, turn the lights off. And so it is with someone locked in hatred, locked in bitterness, locked in pride. God cast a look of love, but it threw them into confusion. Church, don't ever let God's love confuse you. Don't ever let God's love throw you into confusion. God is love. And even at times when we ponder his ways and we wonder, God is always acting in love. And then you heard in the third reading from Isaiah, come to the water. Deshaun, once again, I say to you, and I remind all of us who have been baptized, that water over there is ordinary tap water right now. But we're going to bless that water, and that candle is going to be dropped into that water. I want you to know something. That is no longer ordinary tap water. I want you to know where that water came from. Pay attention, church. That water, once it's blessed, comes from the side of Christ. The heart of Christ, wounded by love for us. That water that flowed from his side is in that font after the blessing. You step in to his love when you step into that water. Never forget the price that God paid. We were sinking deep in sin, church, and far from the peaceful shore. But love lifts us. That water flowing from the side of Christ reaches that font tonight for all of us. All of us are going to be sprinkled with that same water tonight. And don't hide. When we come with the liturgical super soaker, water flowing from the side of Christ, soak me, drench me. If it's all right, I'll have to take off my glasses too. It's all right. It's all right. It will be all right. It's water from the side of Christ. It is his side wrenched open. When they thrust a lance and wrenched his chest open, the very heart of God was revealed. Love lifting us. Water flowing from the side of Christ. Then we came to that fourth reading, so beautifully proclaimed. Happy are we, O Israel, for what pleases God is known to us. God says, how is it, my people, that you're in a foreign land, lost and in confusion? I gave you my law in love. God does not give law to restrict us. God gives law to free us. He loves us and says, here is the way, walk in it. The law is not like prison walls. It's like city walls that protect us from the enemy. And in deepest love, God gave us the law. Happy are we, Israel. Happy are we. For what pleases God is known to us, and what makes for our happiness has been revealed to us. And so tonight, we sat in darkness and we heard of God's love for us. It started with creation and the great and grand unified theory, the God particle of love. It stretches down through the Red Sea with that powerful love of God that parted the water and led them into freedom. And that love that looked back to the Egyptians who would have none of it at that time. Thank God the gospel has now reached Egypt. Praise the Lord, church. God did not forsake the Egyptians. They now are included. But you see, church, he looked with love. They didn't understand it. And some of us struggle to understand God's love too. But he still looks with love. The love reaches to the water of that font from the side of Christ. Come to the water. Deshaun, come to the water. All of us tonight, come to the water. Water shed in love. And walk in that love, walk in that love. What we call the law of God is really the love of God made manifest for us. A thread of love tonight at this Easter vigil. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within and sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry from the waters, lifted me. Now safe am I. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Sorry about that, Pastor. Prepare yourselves, church. We're about to experience now a miracle of love. John, I'm about to announce something to you. You are about to die. But you're going to rise again in the same instant. You go down in the font, you die to your former life. You come out of the font, you rise with Christ. He snatches you from those waters of his love. He's bathed you in them. Now he snatches you out of them, lest you be overwhelmed by them in a moment, and he calls you his own. You're about to die, and you're about to rise. Church, we're about to witness a miracle. Someone's going to die tonight, and someone's going to rise in the same moment. Don't tell me you never saw somebody raised from the dead. It's going to happen right here. Are you ready for a miracle? It's a miracle of love. Thank you for your walk, Deshaun. Thank you, also, Kyra. You've walked with us. You've been baptized. You're going to receive confirmation and communion tonight. Thank you for your walk of faith with us. Your example to us is important. It's important because it's important for us as a community to bear fruit. But it's also important because we see that you've heard a call, and you're saying, I'm not sure what it all means just yet, but I'm going to keep walking with Jesus. Somehow I've heard that he loves me, and I'm going to follow that call of love. So tonight, it's time to make that journey. We're going to make that walk now, in just a moment, to the baptismal font. For now, church, I ask you to do this. Prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves. Something wonderful is about to happen.